We should have on the line with us David Holmes from Coretta. Are you there, mate?
Yes. How you doing, Johnny?
Yeah, good. Now, big news. Brand new album from Coretta out a couple of weeks ago. Correct, Amondo?
That's right. Yep.
First one in a wee while. And also, you've got a show coming up at Whammy on Thursday, playing along Swallow the Rat and Somme.
That's it. That's
and this is the first show you guys have played in 10 years.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I can't believe it. 10 years.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
What have you guys, where have you been living abroad? What's the reason behind this?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it. You know, I'm actually based in London these days and have been for about 13 years now. So it's always been a bit of puts the brakes on for Kiwi stuff. But we've been quite active in Europe for a lot of that time. But also, you know, COVID and all the rest of it meant that a lot of stuff just got paused, and I think it took longer to get back to normal than we thought. And it just doesn't really feel like 10 years in a weird way for me. So, yeah, it's a surprise to constantly be reminded it's 10 years. What?
Now, is the rest of the band also based in Europe, or have you built a new lineup over there?
No, the band's still very much like Kiwi based, and the other members are in Auckland. So we, you know, when we do a big tour, it's just generally focused on European countries. It's more where our label presences have been, and where it's sort of easier to just make it viable, I suppose. I don't get to come back to New Zealand as much as I would like, so that's the other thing.
There's a much stronger heavy rock, post-rock scene that exists in Europe, isn't there?
Well, that's it. I mean, you can kind of play in like a different city of, you know, 500,000 people, an hour's drive away a night for weeks and weeks on end, which kind of makes it all just very possible and profitable. Well, I wouldn't say profitable, but, you know, you can break even, you can have a lot of fun, you can reach a lot of people, you can sell a lot of merch, so the whole thing kind of just works.
Whereabouts? Is there anywhere in particular that you guys have a really strong audience in Europe?
Yeah, probably Germany, I would say. Our previous record label was a German label, and they were sort of plugged into a really cool DIY network of promoters all over Western Europe, and a bit in Eastern Europe too. But I would say most of our tours, about half of the shows, wind up being in Germany.
Yes. Now, tell us about this new album.
Yeah, cool. So, Engelm is something of a concept record, more so than anything we've done in the past. The tracks are sort of abstractly based on the Earth's tectonic plates. And the reason we sort of wanted to do something like that was writing a record when you live 13,000 miles away from the rest of your band is quite challenging. So we thought we would try and create some guidelines or some parameters or some themes, I suppose, that would give us a bit of guidance and help us keep on task with writing. And that sort of seemed like, no one had really taken that one yet, so we thought we'd jump on that.
So what you have here is
a bunch of tracks, loosely inspired by whatever junk kind of sits atop the tectonic plates referenced. And sometimes it's a bit of a guessing game, and sometimes it's very obvious. But it's meant to be, you know, a journey in that sense.
Would you say it was helpful setting yourself these parameters?
Oh, definitely for me. I mean, with instrumental music, you know, the canvas doesn't actually have any edges. You can go anywhere. So when you're trying to get footholds on new compositions, it can be actually quite like, you sort of think, oh, I could do this strange, really strange thing over here, and then I could jump straight to this really heavy thing over here. And you know, from a personal perspective, it just makes sense. But when you think about it from anyone listening, there might be quite a jarring thing. Or either way, it was about directing the flow of kind of creativity in a way that we could keep tabs on. So having these guide rails of like, this song is meant to be, you know, tropical, or it's meant to be watery. it kind of helped a lot. Yeah, I think we would have disappeared into some real voids if we hadn't had that. Or we would have never finished a record, is probably another way to put it.
Did you manage to have any time in the same room together, or was it all done remotely?
We had about 4 or 5 days in London together last year. And we were probably about, I would say, probably about 80% through the record at that point. But that was it. It was my first real experiment in proper remote collaboration like that. And it was difficult. I wouldn't necessarily say it was easy. It was certainly more time consuming. You're waiting for the other people to get back to you on their responses, or you're slowing the chain because you've got a busy week, and it kind of falls into something that's harder to prioritize at all times compared to when you're in the same town and you can get together and have band practices and knock about ideas in real time.
Excellent.
But
Now, okay.
didn't spend a lot of time together, that's for sure.
For everyone out there listening, Coretta's first show in a decade is happening on Thursday at Whammy with Swallow the Rat and Som. Get your tickets from Under the Radar. What can people expect from the show on Thursday?
I think it'll be there'll be some treats. There'll be some new stuff off the new record, which it will be having its first ever play out live, which has been quite fun actually. Making a record in this way means that you don't necessarily think too much ahead to, oh, how am I going to play this live? And to reinterpreting them for a live set has been actually really, really fun. So there'll be that, and then there'll be obviously some of the greatest hits, if you can say such a thing. And obviously Swallow the Rat and Psalm are wicked, and we recommend everyone getting there early to make sure they don't miss any of that.
And we're gonna play Eyes in the Bull Temple. What can you tell us about the song?
Yeah, it's our kind of get you up and energized really for the day song. It's the only song with vocals that's on the record, so if you can pick up the lyrics, then have a little sing along in your car or whatever. I'm sure you'll love it. It's the AM song, I think.
Excellent. Hey, David, thank you so much. Coretta, this Thursday at Whammy. All right, cheers, mate.
Cheers, dude. See you later.
Bye.